episode 619, Stay in Action.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet lady. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Something like that, right? Come on. It's a day for you to rejoice in whatever you are doing. Whether you are stumbling and you have just like, you feel like you're wearing pie on your face, or whether you are soaring and you're celebrating an absolute amazing success. Today is your day. We're talking about how to stay in action. But first, I want to invite you to a brand new challenge, which will allow us to go deeper. It's called Ready, Set, Aim. We're kicking it off on Monday, September 26th. So you want to click on the link in the show notes. You want to head on over to it, sign up for it. You want to be there. We're talking about how to create happy habits for lasting change. We all want to have this lifestyle of goodness and greatness. We want to figure out how to make our lives worth living instead of just going through the mundane routine, just getting up and then going to bed, rinse and repeat. That's not how life should be. You're a woman of impact. So I cannot wait to see you there. Be sure to sign up for Ready, Set, Aim. It's a free 5-day challenge. We kick it off Monday, September 26th. Woo! I'm so excited. And with that, we got to talk about staying in action. When we lack motivation to keep going, sometimes it's easier to retreat, fall back instead of falling forward. However, the best step you can take is to stay in action. And retreat does not qualify as action. Even though we think that maybe it does. Oh, well, I did that. I fell backwards. It's all right. I fell down and, well, I'm not getting back up, but I took action. I tried and now I'm done. But you see, action is the fact or process of doing something typically to achieve an aim, a direction, where you're headed. That's what an action is. But somehow we are more attracted to running from the pain, running from the unknown, running from the uncomfortableness to hide beneath the shadows, burying our goals. In other words, we're putting everything on the back burner. We let the excuses win out always. You are worthy of more. Today, stay in action. If you want to impact and live an empowering and extraordinary life, you have to be willing to take some risks. And those risks are embracing your emotions. You see, motivation doesn't disappear and fizzle away. What happens is we are running away from ourselves so we don't have to, quote unquote, feel. We don't want to upset our inner self. We're okay if we're used to feeling what we're feeling. Sometimes that's why it's easier to complain about being tired than doing something actually about it, like going to bed earlier. Stop looking at your Facebook feed at 10:30 at night instead of maybe actually reading a good book starting at 9:30, putting the good book down, writing in your journal, and turning the lights off, everything done by 10 o'clock. But we don't want to put in that effort because that requires change. It requires something different than what we're used to feeling. Why feel heart palpitations when you can keep calm and be reserved? It's more comforting to stay with what you know, even if that means you're remaining stuck and not pursuing your to-do list, not pursuing your dreams. Do you really want to stay where you are? I don't think you do. Your excuses connect to your emotions, giving you an escape to not go on. Have you thrown out some excuses lately, saying, you know what, I'm really done with this. I've tried this 3 times. There's no way it's going to work again. It may take you 4, 5, 10, 50 times to get it right. But maybe for you, that's what it takes. I got to tell you, I was never a quick learner. I was one that would have to read the paragraph, not 1, 2, or 3 times, more like 10 times. And I was one that if I wanted to really to develop and envelop what I was reading, it took effort on my part. And the crazy thing is, as I was trying to learn it, I would fall asleep. I had to learn what worked for me. Same goes with our motivation and how it's tied to our emotions. When you allow your excuses to overrule your emotions because that's where you're comfortable, because you really don't want to feel uneasy, even though your emotions are technically uneasy, you want to stay there because you know what to expect. Why not finish stronger? Stay in action. Your motivation will be ignited when your emotions begin to be stretched. In order for us to grow, to become our best selfie, we have to be stretched. We have to get uncomfortable and uneasy. We have to take those risks. We have to feel things that we really have never felt before. Ready, set, aim. You want to be there. I'm serious. You want to sign up for that challenge. Click on the link. You see, when the typical anxious butterfly feelings hit your body and your mind begins to define what's happening, stay in action. You can't retreat or run away. It will be so much more worth your while to stay in action. I promise you, you're not going to fall apart if you become a little shaky. If your thoughts lead you to, I can't believe I'm doing this, you will actually be vulnerable and you'll experience a revolutionary jolt of motivation. You can accomplish anything. You can do this. Nothing is impossible. Never fear when emotions are near. Always stay in action. Don't run away. Don't fly by the seat of your pants. Take some risks today and stay in action. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.